The 8035 Music Festival has three stages. Two are free, and one stage festival goers have to pay to get in. Paid attendance this year was down by about 1,200 people. But it's not all bad news. Saturday night's paid stage broke a record with nearly 9,500 people to see rock band Deer Hunter and influential hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. Amadeo Rossi is the festival's project manager.
Even though there might have been slightly smaller numbers, there still feels like growth. We have all this talk about numbers, you know, so number of people, gross revenue, what have you. I mean, this is music. And music is about emotion. And music is about, a show is about vibe. So I think those are the indicators we should really be measuring.
Rossi says the free stages provide exposure to local talent and lesser-known national touring bands. He says this helps the Des Moines music scene develop. Festival goer Matthew McKissick hasn't missed a year since it began in 2008, and he's been to a lot of music festivals in the country.
This compares, I mean, as far as Iowa goes, this is, you know, we're doing really well.
More than 40 bands performed at this year's 8035 Music Festival. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.